Hello. You're listening to Career Conversations, the latest series that's part of the Table Talk podcast from Food Matters Live. I'm Alicia Roche, a chef and food journalist, and together we'll be meeting experts in cooking, mixology, the environment, psychology, branding, social media, and all sorts as we learn about the surprisingly varied roles that go way beyond the kitchen. My guest today is inspiring female founder Aisha Grover, who started Tiger Nut Company Stripped after she was served a glass of this delicious tiger milk back in Nigeria, where she grew up. Join me as Aisha explains what a tiger nut is. Hot tip, it does not come from tigers. How it can help with gut problems, and why it's always good to call on family favours when you're setting up a new business. I'll be back at the end with some key info about an amazing accelerator program, especially for new small businesses. But for now, settle in and enjoy the podcast.
So I founded Stripped in 2020. We sell foods that are stripped of all nasties and allergens. In my experience, I've had intolerances to various foods, including gluten and dairy. And, you know, nowadays, allergies to nuts is getting even more prevalent. So stripped foods are for anyone and everyone, regardless of dietary restrictions and allergens. The super ingredient in our food is something called tiger nuts. So for those who don't know, tiger nuts are not actually a nut, nor do they come from tigers. They're actually grown underground in parts of Spain and parts of Africa. They're essentially a tuber, similar to a sweet potato or a cassava. They're packed full of functional nutritional properties, extremely high in fiber, specifically a fiber called resistant starch, which is great for feeding good bacteria in your gut, so enhancing gut health. And it's also high in iron and potassium and all sorts of vitamins, so just kind of enhancing your overall health.
Wow, that sounds like a true superfood. It has a lot of different nutritional values and properties.
Yeah, exactly. It is. It's a relatively unknown superfood in the UK, especially. So, you know, I've always been very passionate about health and wellness and nutritional foods. And I'd never even heard of tiger nuts until I came across them in Africa.
So let me ask you about your heritage, because it sounds to me like you've lived and worked all over the place. Where are you from originally?
So originally I'm from India. My parents are both Indian. I was born in London, studied out here. Most of my work experience has been in the UK. I did live in New York, which was probably the best 2 years of my life, doing an MBA. Then I actually, after working in the UK for a while after that, I moved to Mumbai for the first time in my life, actually, and launched a fitness business out there, and then spent some time in Nigeria where I grew up. And and that kind of takes us to where I discovered tiger nuts.
Wow, you're so interesting. You're truly international, aren't you? I mean, I thought I was a mix because mum's Turkish and dad's French, but wow, you've been everywhere. Was your goal always to go into business of some kind?
Yes, I come from a family of entrepreneurs. My father started his business, just before I was born. My brothers have gone on to start their own businesses, as well as my sister-in-law. And it's kind of all I've ever known. So yeah, I think in the back of my mind, that was always what I wanted to get into.
Let's talk more about the tiger nut itself. Does it look like a nut? Is it the size of a nut?
Yeah, it does. It does resemble a nut. I would say it resembles a roasted chickpea more than a nut. It has a similar sort of texture to an almond, but it's got a naturally sweet flavor. So in the same way that you get almond milk from almonds or, you know, almond flour, you can turn tiger nuts into milk, tiger nuts into flour, but it's got a naturally sweet flavor, which is a bit different from an almond, for example. It's also lower in calories, given it's not actually a nut, and much higher in fiber.
Oh, it sounds fantastic. I've actually had a little bit of your stripped flour before. I can use it to replace most normal flours, which is quite a nice property of it.
Yeah, exactly. So you can use it to replace regular flour one-to-one. The one thing that we advise our customers is just to reduce the amount of sugar that they would normally bake with, just given that the flour is naturally sweet. That's great to hear you baked with it though.
Yeah, well, my background is that I'm a chef before going into food writing and podcasting. So I always love to try new flours. I think pancakes is kind of a Sunday morning staple for me. So I really loved it. It had a natural sweetness. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, pancakes is definitely one of my favorite things to bake with the flour as well.
When you first found the tiger nut, how did you find it? Was it on a food stall? Had you heard about it somewhere?
I was actually working with a consultant, and she asked me if I'd ever heard of them, and then she ordered me some tiger nut milk. There are a lot of kind of local tiger nut milk businesses in Lagos, which was the city that I was based, where you order it fresh, and it was absolutely delicious. It just had a sort of sweet, creamy flavor, but it really kept me full and energized the entire day, I guess, given its high fiber content. Just made me feel great. It tasted great. And that's what kind of hooked me to the ingredient.
So let's talk about the journey of you're discovering this nut. It's in Lagos. How do you bring it to the UK and elsewhere in the world?
So I think I started just by kind of thinking about the brand and what I wanted my brand to stand for. And for me, it was just really important to create products that didn't exclude anyone. So, you know, regardless of what dietary restrictions you had, you're able to enjoy the foods. And I think that came about also given experiences I had when I was younger and not being able to eat certain things because of dairy intolerance. Also for the customer to be able to really gain the benefits from the super ingredient. So I know a lot of plant-based alternatives, especially nut milks, have a very small percentage of the actual nut. And the rest is, you know, a lot of the time stabilizers and other sorts of ingredients, preservatives and the likes. So I wanted to ensure that, you know, if the customer is going to really get the goodness from the super ingredient, it's stripped of all nasties. And so that's kind of what inspired the brand name Stripped. The other interesting thing that I learned in Africa is that tiger nuts are known to be a natural aphrodisiac. That's a property that all Africans will talk about when you ask them about tiger nuts. They, you know, that's one of the key properties they'll mention to you.
Who knew nut milk could be so saucy? Can you tell me about this Amazon Accelerator program that I think really was a kind of catalyst for you in helping to get the business going?
Yeah, so I worked at Amazon after business school. So I worked there as a senior vendor manager, and I kind of always understood the power of the business, their focus on putting the customer first. I know various brands, whilst I was working there, were reluctant to sell on Amazon. But for me, just understanding the power of the business, it was always going to be part of the strategy, especially when launching a consumer product. So very soon after launch, before approaching any retailers, I put the product on Amazon and I applied for the Amazon Launchpad program, which supports kind of innovative startup brands. I was accepted on the program, which was great. It meant that even before the program started, I had access to an account manager, which was sort of critical to kind of speeding up the journey of getting the product listed. Yeah, so then we started selling on Amazon. And since then, it's just been a massive part of the business.
And because you came from a business background already, was it kind of a natural fit for you to start your own business? Did you know what you're doing with it? You had the MBA, you knew exactly how to put your plans in place?
You would think so, yes. But I think, honestly, starting a business requires so many skills. So even if you don't have a business background or you're not the best at accounting or finance, your other skills may come into play. For example, if you're creative, if you can create your own brand, if you can design your packaging, or if you're in the sciences and you can develop your products. I think sort of all skills are important, and any skills that you don't have, you can outsource. And that was my approach. So I'm a one-woman team, but I outsource, you know, everything from kind of product development to content creation on social media, package design, and I oversee everything and I'm very involved in every process, but I don't think anyone can do absolutely everything or be talented in everything. So I wouldn't say you necessarily need to have a business background, but if you don't, then you should be able to outsource that aspect.
I think that's really fantastic advice. And so if you were starting again right now, is there anything you would do differently?
In my career, I would have loved to have more experience with startup consumer brands. I think there's so much that you can learn along the way working for a startup. Things like just registering your company is stuff that I never really thought of. Digital marketing, you know, has always been important, but I think that's just continuing to increase. So even in my previous roles, if I had spent more time on, you know, the digital marketing team or understood that a little bit better, it's just really important for any sort of business that you go into. So I think, you know, whether it's just getting trained up on that or getting work experience in that area is something I wish I had done earlier on.
And who are some people along the way who you've met who you feel have really helped your career? Maybe a mentor or somebody who's given you great advice?
I've been lucky to have two older brothers and a father who've done this their entire lives. So actually, I think, you know, most of the advice I've been given has been within the family, and that's been incredibly valuable.
Have they all helped and pitched in and got their hands dirty?
Definitely. Everything from helping choose between, you know, different package designs, all the various iterations, to even, you know, deciding where to launch the brand. So yeah, they've been involved all the way through.
Where can people buy Stripped Tiger Nut milk or Stripped Tiger Nut flowers now?
So you can buy the Tiger Nut flour as well as our Tiger Nut flakes, which is an alternate to oats. So it's kind of a nice breakfast food, which is also obviously high in fiber and can be eaten as a cereal or made into a granola or a muesli. You can buy both products on our website and on Amazon Prime. The flour is also available at Ocado and at Revital and a few other independents across the UK.
It must have been really exciting when you found that you were being stocked on Ocado. How did that collaboration come about?
That was incredibly exciting. I've been an Ocado customer for a while, but especially during the pandemic, I order from them weekly. I sent them a pitch through an email and got a response, which was very exciting and surprising. Sent them the email on a Friday and got a response on the Monday, which I was not expecting. And that very quickly led to a phone call with the buyer, a more formal pitch presentation, a few months of negotiations, and then just getting everything set up. But it happened very quickly and was, yeah, just almost felt like the right time and the right place. I was changing packaging and the product got stocked on Ocado just as the new improved packaging had arrived. So it all worked out really well.
So that's a moment where things went really right for you. Have there been some times along the way where you've made a mistake and thought, oh, well, it's a learning experience?
Yes, there have been many obstacles along the way. And, you know, I really believe that obstacles are a detour in the right direction. I discovered Tiger Nuts and actually wanted to launch a Tiger Nut milk as my first product. I worked on the formula for a Tiger Nut milk for over a year. Got to the point where we had a product that we were very happy with and were about to go into manufacturing, actually had the labels printed, ordered all the ingredients, and then we went into lockdown in March 2020. And that whole thing went, you know, just there was a halt, and it forced me to kind of take a step back. And I could have pushed through and, you know, at some point decided to go ahead and manufacture these drinks, but the product was actually catered to the life that we were leading pre-2020, which is very different, I'd say, to what followed after that. They were designed for people to grab on the go, you know, with their lunch whilst they're at work for an instant quick fix, instant energy. It wouldn't have been the right product for the last 2 years, especially. So I think just taking a step back, I really benefited from that. I started baking like the rest of the UK for the first time. That's when I thought about launching the Tiger Nuts as a flour instead of milk as the first product. So although it was very disappointing that I couldn't launch the product that I'd spent so long working on, I actually ended up launching something that was a lot more relevant to the current market.
What is a typical day like for you now that things are running well as a business?
Hectic. I'm still doing everything from any orders that we get through the website. I'm fulfilling them. I'm looking at developing some new products, changing the packaging of some existing products as well as the new products, working on some pitches, ensuring that our Amazon listing is optimized, whether it's the advertising or just the product detail page. I've spent quite a lot of time recently working on our European listings. So, you know, just ensuring that the translations are correct and we're advertising properly in Europe as well. So yeah, just very, very busy.
What is the most glamorous or fun side of your job? And what's the least glamorous?
Well, I guess with a baking product, it's probably just trying out new recipes and eating healthy cookies all day, as well as now with the flakes, just kind of experimenting with them with different sort of breakfast foods is always quite fun and tasty, and not feeling guilty when you're, you know, at 2 p.m. in the kitchen just baking is quite nice. But The least glamorous is, for me, probably operations, just logistics, getting packaging sent to the manufacturer to get filled and then sent to the warehouse and then, you know, to the stores. Yeah, just kind of managing all the operations probably is the part I don't enjoy as much.
We're talking about how popular health foods are right now. It feels like a really competitive market. Is it a collaborative place? Is it a friendly place to be in business?
Yeah, so far through my experience, definitely. You know, pre-pandemic, I attended the Bread and Jam Festival as well as some other social events with other food and beverage founders, and everyone's always willing to help and to share any information that you might need. There's a Facebook group called The Food Hub for a lot of food and beverage entrepreneurs. And, you know, I've asked many questions through that Facebook page and always had responses and advice. So I would definitely say it's very collaborative.
What on earth is the Bread and Jam Festival? Is it? I hope there's rock music and everyone gets sandwiches all day.
It is a festival for food and beverage founders, and it happens annually. The last 2 years has been virtual, but you get the opportunity to hear from various people in the industry, from retailers to other entrepreneurs, and then, you know, also specialists in manufacturing or ingredients or branding. And you also get the opportunity at the festival to pitch to some of the retailers who are attending. So yeah, it's a great place to meet other people in the same space or people who are, you know, 5 to 10 years ahead of you.
Yeah, it sounds like there's some really great networking opportunities now for people who want to start a business.
Yeah, and I didn't know any of those existed prior to getting started. So I think for any industry, there probably are Facebook groups or communities set out to help. So I would probably recommend, you know, finding out what those are. I did spend some time at the British Library as well. They run some courses for entrepreneurs, and you get access to a lot of their databases and research platforms.
Well, I didn't know about that about the British Library. I know it's such a beautiful building and I know they have lots of online courses, but I didn't know they had things to help entrepreneurs. So what's next for you? What are you working on at the moment?
Baking mixes. So I've been working on this for a while, but I wanted to get the right recipes out there. So chocolate chip cookies, brownies, and pancakes. I finally got the recipes for all three. And now I'm just kind of trying to source the right packaging and the right ingredients. So essentially it will be a mix of the dry ingredients and the customer just has to add the wet ingredients. So making baking a lot more simplified. I think now that, you know, life has returned back to normal, people don't have as much time to bake from scratch as they did whilst they were, you know, working from home or locked up.
It's me again. So that was the lovely Aisha, who's travelled all around the world to make her business dream come true. And like so many of our successful founder guests, she had always had an entrepreneurial streak and she really works hard. Now, for the all-important information I promised you at the start. When you found your own business, an MBA like Aisha's or any kind of business studies is bound to help. But then anyone with common sense, a great idea and the real drive to work hard can make it. Just look at lovely Stephen Bartlett on Dragon's Den, who dropped out of uni after one term and is now a multimillionaire. That said, why not look to the Amazon Accelerators program that gave Aisha such a fantastic launchpad? I did some research and it seems it's not widely advertised. When you finally get through and apply, they will ask you how you heard about them, so please do give us a shout out. Go to Google and Google Amazon Accelerator, follow the links until you get to the application page, and good luck! Thanks again to Aisha for letting me in on the secrets of Tiger Nuts, and thank you for listening. Until next time, goodbye.